thank God, and almost pleasant. You would like Göttingen, I think. The science is much better than at Cambridge, and on the whole probably the best to be found. I find the work hard, thank God, and almost pleasant. Robert Oppenheimer to Francis Ferguson, November 14, 1926.
Late in the summer of 1926, Robert, in far better spirits and considerably more mature than a year earlier, traveled by train through Lower Saxony to Göttingen, a small medieval town that boasted a city hall and several churches dating back to the 14th century. At the corner of Barfüsserstrasse and Judenstrasse, Barefoot Street and Street of the Jews, he could dine on Wiener Schnitzel at the 400-year-old Junkers Hall, sitting beneath a steel engraving of Otto von Bismarck and surrounded by three stories of stained glass. Quaint, half-timbered houses were scattered about the town's narrow, winding streets. Nestled on the banks of the Leine Canal, Göttingen had as its chief attraction Georgia Augusta University, founded in the 1730s by a German prince.
By tradition, graduates of the university were expected to wade into a fountain that stood before the ancient city hall and kiss the Goose Girl, a bronze maiden that served as the fountain's centerpiece.
If Cambridge could claim to be Europe's great center for experimental physics, Göttingen was undoubtedly the center of theoretical physics.
German physicists at the time thought so little of their American counterparts that copies of Physical Review, the monthly research journal of the American Physical Society, routinely sat unread for more than a year before the university librarian got around to putting them on the shelf. It was Oppenheimer's good fortune to arrive shortly before an extraordinary revolution in theoretical physics drew to its close. Max Planck's discovery of quanta, photons, Einstein's magnificent achievement, the special theory of relativity,
Niels Bohr's description of the hydrogen atom, Werner Heisenberg's formulation of matrix mechanics, and Erwin Schrödinger's theory of wave mechanics. This truly innovative period began to wind down with Born's 1926 paper on probability and causality. It was completed in 1927 with Heisenberg's uncertainty principle and Bohr's formulation of the theory of complementarity. By the time Robert left Göttingen, the foundations for a post-Newtonian physics had been laid.